WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
All righty, good morning. 7:36, Brock Hunter.
Coming at you in two speakers. Here we go, just in time for the topic. Brock called the boss, and he was like, hey, man, it sounded a little bit rough this morning. Just give him the other speaker. The boss delivered another speaker to us this morning. So here we go.
No, I gotta give a shout out to engineer Terry. So I called him. Apparently he was here late last night doing some new configurations until like 2 in the morning. So what do I do? I call him. I'm like, Terry, I don't know what's going on. I swear to God, it wasn't me.
The guy's trying to sleep. The guy's just trying to sleep. He was doing his job till 2 in the morning last night. And there you are calling him at what time is it? It was around 7:30.
He got a solid 5. Come on, no. No, engineer Terry, I love you. I can't tell you how many times Terry has had to deal with things we have broken or screwed up. Now, to be fair.
Way to go. You pissed off the engineer. That's like the last person you want to piss off because he controls everything. He could turn you off right now if he wanted to.
When I break so many things and I have to come to him with my tail between my legs and be like, Terry.
Listen to this. Brock broke the light switch in the studio. Figure that out. Terry walks in. He's like, how? I've never in my life seen a light switch broken. Literally snapped off the little button on the light switch. How do you do that?
To be fair, it wasn't the switch that we use. So
like you did that on purpose.
Yeah, I aimed for the switch that we didn't use all that much. And then recently one of the mic stands broke. But again, that wasn't it's not all my fault. It's not like I'm a toddler in here just swinging like a hammer around.
Terry walks around the studio with his hands on his head. That's how he walks around the studio, just confused. Like, I don't get it. I have no idea how things break in here, but come on, guys.
I'm sorry. So, engineer Terry, I love you. I'm so sorry I called you.
He's got his hands on his head right now, dude, just breathing hard.
To be fair, though, and you know what sucks is I didn't know this is how you switched it. It was literally a very easy switch. So, but now I know. You know, you got to learn these things. You got to learn them.
It doesn't say anything like press this button to put Hunter on two speakers.
No.
Wasn't that obvious?
It wasn't that. It pretty close though. anyway, folks, it is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan, bringing it to you. So your topic for today, what's something you hate, but you wish you loved? You know, you want to like it. You want to love it, but you hate it.
I use for the old promo, man. You get older, that the lower end of your stomach starts to grow a little bit. You get that high-waisted shorts. Hate them. Can't stand them, man. But they do hide a fupa pretty nice. And everybody gets it when you get a little older. You know, everybody gets the old fupa. And they're nice to cover, you know, with the high-waisted jeans, the high-waisted shorts. But I just can't stand those things, man.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's the dumbest answer. It's the worst answer. My thing that I hate, but I wish I loved, musicals. I cannot. Yeah. I just can't get on board with musicals. Like, there's been, and the reason I wish I liked them is there's a few that I've enjoyed. Like, Jersey Boys was good. But if I'm watching a movie and all of a sudden they bust out in a song, I just can't. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
And there's a lot of great musicals out there. Like Les Miserables. Like, it's a classic. But I can't. I mean, you got a great, great cast in there. But you couldn't pay me to sit down and watch that train wreck of a thing. Because
it's just not real. Like, nobody, exactly. I've never seen anybody in real life just break out into song.
Exactly.
And then, like, the three people around him are like, oh, yeah, okay, he's singing a song, let's join.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole town ends up singing and dancing.
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Stop it with that.
You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because in real life, if someone next to you started singing just randomly, what do you do?
Dude, shut up.
You scoot away from that person. You always see that. that like on the New York subways. Like you got some guy in there like singing or doing some like human interactive piece, and it's like, dude, sit down. I'm on my way to my crap job, and now I got to sit here. What you put your hat on the ground, and you're gonna give me some sing-songy spoken word art piece? It's like, just sit down and shut up. This is not a Disney musical. We aren't in, Cats, for God's sakes.
You know, the only musical that I think I can kind of get, like Happy Gilmore. They do it, not Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. Madison. They do it sarcastically.
Even then, though.
Veronica, I thank you
for beating
the hell out of me. You know, that's a good musical because
hey,
it's sarcastic.
Kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead. But I will tell you, though, that is the worst part of that movie. The absolute worst part of that whole movie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's very true. Like, for instance, for like an example that I had is Frozen. Everybody, when it came out, you got to see it, dude. It's a pretty good kids movie, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Got to like the second or third song, and I'm just like, no.
See, now.
No, not a chance. I can't do it, guys.
Kids movies, I am okay with it being in a kids movie, but again, I'm not going out of my way to watch these. So I think there's a lot of great movies that got ruined by someone throwing in a song and dance number in there that wasn't needed. So anyway, that's my answer.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What about that one?
I can't do it. The only one I like is a very good movie, but then they ruin it.
It's a great part. Yeah, but just by busting. I mean, I don't mind the Oompa Loompas, I guess. Those are kind of funny.
And I guess for that one, I can get into a little bit more because it's a whole make-believe, kind of thing. So, it's there. Like, I that makes sense, And Jersey Boys, I didn't mind. It's because the musical part of it was actually the songs. It was them on stage. It wasn't just some guy, where, like, his love interest walks away and then all of a sudden the spotlight on the street hits him and he spins around a light pole like, oh, where did my love go? It's like, come on, stop it. Stop it.
How about The Mask? That was a good. That's actually a pretty good part of the movie.
And see, it's not bad, but again, though,
they call me Cupid. I'm the king of the drum, puppy.
Because it's. But still, though, like that is the worst part of the movie. If I'm gonna do it,
you're
what I mean?
Right.
So I don't.
It's not
know.
Wrong.
Anyway, all right. 925-WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that you hate that you wish you loved? We're going to have your answers when we come back. More of your special light topic of the day.
It rocks.
All righty. Good morning.
That's exactly what the show was this morning.
Pretty much. Yeah, I'm going to get all the clips from earlier on in this show, and I'm just going to put this in the background because it fits perfectly. Good morning, everybody. These guys are idiots. Anyway, it's 7:49. Your special light topic of the day today. What's something that you hate, but you wish you loved? You don't want to hate it. You don't want to be that guy that hates it, but you just do. You just do.
Damn it.
We got some great answers on Facebook here, if it would load, of course. Let's see. Cassie said sushi or seafood in general. Now, Hunter, I know you don't like sushi. Do you have any part of you that wish you liked it?
No, not one part of me wishes I would love it.
So good.
No, because it's not cheap either. It's not like it's cheap and good.
It's not cheap.
It's terrible and expensive.
It's delicious. It's
no, it's not.
It's expensive because it's so good. All right.
No, it's that stuff that touches your feet in the water that everybody hates, but for some reason they can wrap their brain around eating it. Raw fish, uncooked fish, and some white rice that tastes like nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just texture. Dude, what are you guys doing? Well, there's so much good food out there. And you go to sushi night like it's the most, like it's the greatest
so
thing
good.
Ever.
I will eat sushi until I'm sick. You're so weird.
You probably will get sick from eating raw fish.
It's raw fish, for God's sakes. Let's see. Virgil said fruits and vegetables. Brian said this show. Should have figured. Why not even read his?
Yeah.
Jason had a good. What's something that you hate but you wish you loved? Jason said baseball. I think that's a great answer because it's not that I hate baseball. I'm indifferent to baseball, but I am kind of the same way because it's like there's a lot to watch. You're never short on games, and it'd be nice to be into something that there's so much. There's so much history that you can get into. There's so many games a year you can watch. Like football, we get 17 games in a season, And that's if they don't make the playoffs. If they don't make the if they make the playoffs, we get a few more. But to be honest, it's so short-lived. Baseball, yeah, good right. God, you know?
So there was a time in, like, what was it, early 2000s? 2010, maybe, so, where the Cubs were making a run. And I was at my buddy's, like, every game, because he's a big Cubs fan. And I sat there with him every single game, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot. And I started to understand it. I started to learn a little bit more about it. And I did. I kind of got into it for a second. But then, like, the season ended, and then I watched it again the next year, and I'm just like, nah. There's something. Is it the speed? Is it so? It's slow. But at the same time, I can watch golf. I like golf. So yeah. It must not be the speed of the game.
No, no.
Maybe it's because I think I think it could be so much better. Mm-hmm. Like, give them steroids. How about just a home run derby, dude? That's what people want to see. Is I'm just cranking the ball out of the park all the time. Like,
think about this. When was the last time baseball really got a lot of attention? It's when Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa were ripping the faces off of balls, right?
Right.
They were chasing Absolutely. The home run record. So that's when everyone was in.
And they were all on steroids. Yeah. They were on steroids. So just to add those two to the game, and I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Because I really want to love baseball. It is America's sport. You know, another thing, did you ever play baseball back in the day?
Not competitively, no. And that's probably part of it, too, which I should have.
I played hockey. I wrestled. I did soccer, everything, except baseball for some reason. My dad, I think, just never signed me up for baseball.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the roots from it, too. I think because I didn't play it competitively, I'm like, I don't know.
I'll jump on this, too. Soccer is kind of the same thing. I hate soccer. All right. It's fine. I get a lot of people love it.
We know.
But that's kind of why I wish. Oh, but there's a couple cats at the golf tournament. Actually, it was one of your old soccer coaches.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Frank and Gervin. Fantastic. He was my old soccer coach. Fantastic people.
Who's the guy from Scotland that they know?
Was that Ian Gervin. Ian. Yeah.
Great guy. And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. They heard the soccer bit. And I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know what? They're both badasses, too. I'm telling you.
Well, once I realized they were from Scotland, I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are going to mess me up, man.
Well, Mr. Scared. Frank is it? Mark's not.
No,
he is from Scotland.
But yeah, I was like, as soon as I heard it, and he said, yeah, we heard your soccer bit, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get my ass kicked by a couple of Scotsmen. This is terrifying. These guys are not joking.
I knew that was going to happen. I heard they were going to be at the tournament. I knew it was going to happen.
I will jump on this. I do wish I love soccer because, one, there's so much to watch. It's on all the, you know, you can find, there's so many teams. It's the biggest sport worldwide overall. But yep. It'd give me something else to watch, but I just can't get into it.
You know, I think it roots from just not really playing it that much. You know,
or I did play it, but I was terrible at it. So maybe that's why I don't like it. I was an embarrassment. I was an embarrassment to my family when I was out on the soccer field. So I think there's that deep seated hate right there. Is because it made
every
look
time
like
you
a fool.
Turn it on. Every time you turn it on, it just reminds you how terrible you were.
Dude, I can still remember this. You want to talk about this deep-seated pain? I remember playing goalie one time, and this kid they ran up, and I was playing goalie, and it was an easy block. I dropped down to my knees to get the ball, and the ball went right through my hands into the goal. Like, I was terrible, so that's why.
Wait, there's Brock there in the goal, in Indian style, sucking his thumb. Come on!
Just waiting for my oranges. Let's see here. What's something that you hate that you wish you loved? Rebecca said reality TV programs. I can see that. I've been starting to get into a couple. Survivor, I've been kind of binge watching. I wish it wouldn't have taken so long. But most reality TV programs, I it's hard for me to get into because there's not usually a story, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It's just so set up and so it's such trash. Every reality show out there, I'm sorry. It's not real. It's supposed to be in the name, but it's not. It's not real. It's all set up, for God's sakes. And I just can't wrap my brain around it. I just.
Yep. It is. It's just all set up. The acting is terrible. They're not actors. It's just regular people doing reality stuff.
Mm-hmm. The old Real World's back on. You ever see that?
Oh,
on
God. See, and
they're
why?
Replaying the old episodes. Jesus.
It's
terrible.
We took 12 people. You know what? If they did the Mad Real World from Chappelle's show, then I would be.
There you go. Even my wife, who is supposed to like it, you know, like that's who they're aiming for.
Yeah.
She was watching it the other day, and she's like, what is this? This garbage. Is bad.
Well, see, I'm even the same way right now with Survivor. Is like, I don't want to go too far back, because just even watching the graininess, like, it was just filmed differently. The cameras weren't as good. Like, we went back to 2010, and I'm like, it's just, I don't know. I just can't get into it. Anyway, let's see. We got a couple more here. What's something that you hate that you wish you loved? Reno said to his marriage.
Damn.
He did say he's just kidding. So, Mrs. Hoffman, you know, Reno's just kidding.
There are some people out there in their brain not saying it out loud. Yeah. Like, oh, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Jesus. Take my wife, please. Let's see. We'll end with Chuck. Chuck said one thing that he hates that he wishes he loved: sour cream.
Man.
Your mom.
I love sour cream. So,
Hunter,
yeah, come on board, man.
Hunter, your mom loves sour cream.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't even make sense.
Not really, but I know where you're going with it. I don't like it. Your mom loves sour cream in her tacos. Yes! Yes!
Count it. You bastard.